Reminder in this podcast of how powerful our thoughts are. I want to remind you that we constantly project our thoughts. I had an amazing therapy session with a young 17-year-old girl that I've been working with for about a year. Struggles with very low self-esteem, at least when we began our sessions. Just hard on herself, negative self-talk. So we've worked a lot on internal dialogue, the things we say to ourselves. I've taught her the ins and outs of that, how critical it is to be saying strong thoughts. And perhaps you've heard this statement, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Although we've been talking about it for a long time, sometimes it just takes a while for it to sink in. And when I met with her this week, she said, man, I had the most amazing week. Everything kind of shifted for me. And I go, what happened? She says, well, I finally listened to the things you're telling me. And when I would walk into school and there was a situation where there was a conflict, I would repeat in my mind the things that you taught me. For example, thoughts in my mind were, there will be no problem here. There will be no problem here. And as soon as she thought those thoughts and repeated them and rehearsed them, a shift happened in her body. And also, she started projecting out some form of energy. And I remember hearing that in a story by Mark Divine. He's a former Navy SEAL and has a lot of podcasts online. And I have a couple of his books that I've listened to. But I remember him telling a story. Not sure if I can remember all the details perfectly, but he was in a third world country. And he was out late at night with some friends. And anyway, they were splitting up and they were walking home. And he walked down a path. He was thinking, maybe I shouldn't go down this path. I think it was in Bangkok, but I'm not sure. It was a third world country. And as soon as he started walking down this path, this little alleyway, a shortcut to his residence, there were three like hoodlum dudes. And he got the clear message in his mind. His antenna went up. These guys are kind of squirrely and there might be trouble here. That's the message that popped into his mind. And then he went right into the mode in his mind what thoughts he allowed to take the stage of his mind. And that is what he repeated to himself are these words. There will be no problem here. There will be no problem here. And as he's saying that to himself, walking towards these three guys, he's projecting powerful, positive energy. There will be no problem here. And the guys, he saw them kind of figuring out what they were going to try to do. And then they just kind of disbanded and moved away. And anyway, nothing happened. And this is the power of projecting our thoughts. Now, there's just so much that we do not understand about our existence. So remember the statement by Einstein? He says, everything is energy. That's all there is to it. You match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. He said, this is not philosophy. This is physics. So if you think of radio waves all around us, even with our iPhones and stuff, there is stuff floating through the ether that we can't even begin to comprehend. And yet it's somehow connecting to our phones, where we can gather all this information that's floating around. We just have to tune the dial like a radio station. We have to tune our station to what we want to hear and also what we want to project. And this interaction is taking place all the time. But I just want to leave you with this thought today. No matter what situation you're in, try it. Test this out. Project the thoughts of strength and courage and bravery and power, whatever situation you might find yourself in, don't speak them aloud. Project them in your mind's I put them forward as energy. I am strong. I am brave. I am courageous. I learn quickly. I remember things quickly, or remember things solidly. And if there's issues and you're walking into a room, there will be no problem here. We will figure out the solution and we'll do it in a peaceful manner. And so just want to leave that thought with you because of the experience I had with my one client this week. She just said, this is just amazing. Man, I feel so much better. And I'm going to keep incorporating this internal dialogue into my life on a daily basis because I love the way I feel. And then I asked her the question. I go, okay, so what changed? What happened? And she goes, what do you mean? I go, what changed? How you said your week went was so different than prior weeks where there was so much struggle, internal conflict. She says, I changed my mindset. I made a decision in my mind that I would allow or place through intention these positive thoughts on the stage of my mind. We cannot help have negative thoughts pop into our minds. There's no way to stop that. But our agency comes into play when we choose which thoughts to place on the stage of our mind. And that makes all the difference in the world. Anyway, have a fantastic week.